AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A wild winter storm is bringing strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and the Northeast. It follows a bomb cyclone that hit the northern U.S. and left tens of thousands without power. Tens of thousands of customers were still without power early today, with Michigan hardest hit. This state trooper in Iowa got an up-close look.
Situation northbound I-35 at the 142-mile marker. 14-vehicle crash just ahead of my vehicle that's being cleaned up now. Zero visibility.
In Michigan, snow piled up quickly, and high waves on Lake Superior sent cargo ships into harbors for shelter. The AP's Charles Deladesma reports, ever since a U.S. military cemetery in the Netherlands removed two displays recognizing black troops who helped liberate Europe from the Nazis, visitors have filled the guest book with objections.
The move came after President Donald Trump issued a series of executive orders ending many diversity programs. This angered Dutch officials, the families of U.S. soldiers, and the local residents who honor the American sacrifice by caring for the graves. Linda Hervieux, whose book Forgotten chronicles black soldiers who fought on D-Day and segregation back home, says that they often saw their roles and contributions diminished.
Black American soldiers have participated in every war in American history since the Revolution. And since the Revolution, they saw their roles, their responsibilities, diminished. And so by World War II, you had a concerted effort to keep them in, out of positions that mattered.
I'm Charles Deladesma.
The United Arab Emirates says it will withdraw its remaining forces in Yemen after facing an ultimatum to do so. This is AP News. Who are tops when it comes to women's college basketball?
UConn and Tennessee have been the best women's basketball programs over the last 50 years, earning the top spots in the Associated Press Top 25 all-time poll. As part of its season-long coverage of the 50-year milestone of the women's poll, the AP used a formula that took into account total appearances by a program during the poll era, percentage of polls a program has been ranked, and weighed the number of top five appearances. Since UConn's first appearance at number one in 1995, after beating Tennessee on Martin Luther King Day, UConn has held the top spot in the poll for 259 weeks, more than double Tennessee. The Lady Vols were second, followed by Stanford, Louisiana Tech, and Baylor. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
George and Amal Clooney, along with their twins, have been awarded French citizenship. The couple bought an estate in France in 2021. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.